Blog Talk Radio.
Loving friends, tonight I am rocking the Ozarks. Tonight I am rocking Eureka Springs. I'm rocking Bride and Suites here in Eureka Springs, my brother's motel. It's scenery in town, beautiful, beautiful woods all around us. I just saw a whole family of deer looking off my balcony. It's been a beautiful, beautiful time here in Arkansas. And thank you guys for staying with me and being with me, supporting this network, the TCB network, where we know how, the TCB. But tonight, I'm back with you guys. I'm testing out to see if this Wi-Fi is working good. I know I've been gone for 2 weeks. Please forgive me. Sometimes when you're on vacation, things don't work properly like it does when you're at home. And I haven't been able to work as I normally do at my house. I've been here in Arkansas, and the Wi-Fi hadn't been that good. So just trying to test this show out to see if it's working. If it is, if you can hear me out there and you're listening to the show, let me know in Messenger that you can hear me loud and clear. And that will help me, too. That I'm testing this Wi-Fi network to see if I can do these shows again. I am going to be on vacation for another 2 in my home in Georgia. But right now, I am rocking the Ozarks. I am rocking Eureka Springs, Arkansas. I am rocking Bride and Suites here in Eureka Springs. And if y'all ever want to come and take a visit down here in Eureka Springs and you want a place to stay that's home-owned and a friendly environment and pet-friendly and all that stuff with a beautiful balcony to look out of, good prices and rates, please come down to Bride and Suites here in Eureka Springs. The phone number is 479-253-7711 if you want a room. If you guys want to call into my network tonight to talk, to say hello, the number is 917-889-7777. 7866. Hear me out there. Let me know so I know you can hear me loud and clear. But I am here tonight. We're going to play some classic rock. We're going to play some Elvis. We're going to it's been a while since I've been able to do this, so I'm testing out the waters to see if I can. And hopefully I'll be doing a little bit more shows than I have been doing, which is, I haven't been doing any for the last 2 weeks. But I'm going to try and do a little more before I leave, but I got to test this Wi-Fi out. So if you guys can hear me, let me know. And yes, my show is live on air right now. Just click on the link and you can hear what we have to say. And I got a lot of Elvis for you tonight. I have some classic rock for you tonight. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how that works out for you guys. I have a few good songs in the studio for your music pleasure. And like I said, it says, now Greg is listening all the way from the UK, and he says the sound is breaking up a bit. So thank you for letting me know that. I appreciate it. I'm going to play a song right now. Hopefully it'll work itself out. Jackie Wilson, doing the baby workout.
And you come out of here on the floor.
Come on! We always had a lot of fun with this one. The Jailhouse Rock.
And the joint began to swing. You should have heard your knocked out jailbird sing. Let it rock, everybody, let it rock.
I hope you enjoyed that last song, Jailhouse Rock. I was having a little technical difficulties, but hopefully it will fix itself. I got kicked off the network like 3 times, but I called back in. But I'm here. I'm still here. All right. I wanted to tell you guys I have been on vacation. I am on vacation, but it's not really much of a vacation, not for me anyway. It might be for Wade, but not for me. I'm working. Everybody was thinking that I just jumped off the map on vacation, having fun, throwing my, you know, hair up in the wind, having a great time, yada, yada, yada. But here's the deal. I have been working. I've been working at my brother's motel helping my mother out. And I'll tell you straight up, it's cleaning rooms every day. And I get a couple of days off, but I have not been on vacation. I mean, it's kind of vacation if you consider the fact that I am not homeschooling my kid anymore because it's summer break. So, yeah, that's a vacation from that. But I'm not totally on vacation. I have been helping my family out in the motel here in Eureka, Bride and Suites, and I've been busy. And people have been wondering what happened to me, why I haven't been talking to too many people during the day, or, you know, why I haven't been around. And I just wanted to tell you guys why I haven't been around. I've been working cleaning rooms here and helping my mama out in my brother's motel. So I haven't been completely on vacation, But I wanted you guys to know that. People have been wondering, what happened to Shauna? Well, I am a little busy. I will return back to Georgia on the 1st or 2nd of July, and things will go back to normal as they should. But until then, this is all I can do for y'all every once in a while. And like I said, the Wi-Fi is not so good. Some people are already saying that I'm breaking up a bit or the song is breaking up a bit. So please forgive me. But I just wanted to do a show tonight to reach out to y'all to tell y'all that I'm still around. Really, really, really busy. I start my day about 9 o'clock in the morning and I don't quit until about 5 o'clock at night. So I've been tired and I haven't been able to even think about doing a show, but today we didn't have too much to do. And I've been seeing a lot of people been asking where I've been. So I thought I'd try to test the Wi-Fi out and see if I can do a show. So y'all know that I'm still here. I'm still alive and I am still trying to get the music and stuff out to you. I'm going to try my best after tonight. It's just, like I said, I'm busy. I'm working. And it's not a complete vacation like y'all thought it would be for me, but at least I'm with my family that I haven't seen in a couple of years. And when I do come down, that's what I do. I help my mama out. She's 74 years old, and she's still cleaning motel rooms. And when I come down, I help her do it because, well, that's what we do, family. You help each other out, right? Okay. So on that note, I'm going to play another song for you guys. I hope you enjoy this. This is Some Kind of Wonderful from Grand Funk Railroad.
I don't have to stay out of-
All right, that was Grand Funk Railroad, Some Kind of Wonderful. Now, without further ado, here's one of my other favorite artists. This is the Rolling Stones doing Brown Sugar. That was Rolling Stones doing Brown Sugar. And what a good song that is, and a good group. But anyways, guys, I am live from Bryden Suites here in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And if you guys have to Google it, then Google it, because it's beautiful here in the Ozarks. This is where I'm from, Arkansas. Beautiful, beautiful country here. And I'm just glad that I can reach out, do a show, and you guys can listen. It's kind of like you guys are here with me right now. And thank you guys for joining me. Mr. Peter asked me, does it come with breakfast, the rooms? No, it's not a continental, it's not, there's no breakfast here, but there's tons of restaurants and fast food places all around the motel. People normally check in here on a Friday to have a great fun party weekend because this is a tourist city. This city is here for tourists. It's beautiful here. A lot of people come to look at the mountains and the beautiful scenery and go shopping. There's a lot of shopping places around here, and there's tons of mom and pop restaurants and things around here. It's not very far away, but there's a lot of people that come down here for the weekend to take in some good blues shows and some rock shows, some country shows. And there's a place down the road called the Passion Play where they put on the Jesus Christ Passion Play up here. It's very, very, very famous here up in the mountains, and they put on a Passion Play of Christ here. There's also a lot of things out here that's like Branson, Missouri, where there are shows and comedy places, and there's also magicians here doing illusionist shows, and it's just a really great tourist place, beautiful for family and people to come and have fun. I actually got to sit down for a couple of deck parties here. A few people have checked in on Friday and asked me to join their party, and I just go down there in the beautiful deck area and party with them. Yeah, I've had a great time on weekends. People know that my brother owns the motel, and they want me to join in their festivities, and I will. I'll go down, and I'll have a few drinks and have a little bit of fun and get to talk to people and learn if they love Elvis or not, because that's basically what my conversations always start about. It's like, oh, I do a radio show. Do y'all love Elvis Presley? And, of course, I get hell yeah every time. Who does not like Elvis Presley? You know what I'm saying? Everybody loves Elvis. But it's been a fun time for me on the weekends. But normally people check out on Sunday, and that's when my mama and I really start working. We start working on Sunday about 9 a.m., and we work nonstop until Wednesday, cleaning all the rooms that got messed up during the weekend. So it takes us 4 days to clean all the rooms. There's 29 rooms, and some of the rooms have jacuzzis, so they're a little bit bigger. And we'll start cleaning on Sunday, and we don't get done until Wednesday. But by the time Thursday comes around to Friday afternoon, there's nothing to do. But people start checking in around Friday, 4 p.m., and that's when the party really starts. It's about 8 o'clock. But anyways, I just thought I'd give you a little tidbit what, you know, going on around here. I've got Miss Ann. Hi.
Hello, Shauna. Great to hear you.
It's been forever.
Oh, we miss you. It's not the same.
I've missed you guys too. Like I said, the Wi-Fi isn't so great here, so I didn't even know if I could do a show, and I wanted to test it out, girl. I've been busy. People think I'm on vacation, and it's like, not really. I'm working.
Oh, bless.
I mean, I'm kind of on vacation. I mean, I don't have to homeschool Wade, and I have a change of scenery, and I get to be with my family, but I'm still working.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. At least you're seeing your family. That's the main thing, isn't it?
It is. I get to hug my mama, and that's the one best thing that I like.
Oh, I bet. Oh, bless.
And Wade gets to see his Nana, and he loves the fact that he's here because he gets to be with my mom and my brother, and they love him to death. But like I said, I've been busy. I'm not sitting on my butt forgetting to do my shows or anything. I'm actually really working and just stressing a little bit, thinking about how many people I'm losing from listening. I don't want to lose any of y'all. I want y'all to stay with my network, please.
We understand. You're on holiday. We understand.
I'm kind of on holiday. If you consider the fact that I've already drank a half a bottle of Scottish whiskey, then maybe I am on vacation.
Oh, that's coming handy then.
It's coming in real handy, let me tell you. But Peter wants to know what the population of the town Eureka Springs I'm at. You know what, Peter? I'm going to Google it. I'm just kind of curious. I know it's not very big. Let's see. Population. Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And let's see. What's the population here? 1,991. That's not very many.
No. Is it?
No, it's not. See, but the thing is, people live here, but not that many. Most people come to this town to tour all the fun stuff. They don't normally live here. They come here to visit, especially people on motorcycles. This is a big motorcycle place. People like to get on their motorcycle and go up through the mountains to see this beautiful scenery because we're way on top of the mountains. I mean, beautiful mountains, guys. Oh. Beautiful scenery.
Sight to see, beautiful.
I mean, how many times can you leave your motel room, go to your balcony, and see a family of deer looking at you? Not many.
No, not at all. Oh, that's lovely.
It's beautiful. And my brother feeds all the raccoons in the area, so now we have raccoons that come to the deck because they expect my brother to feed them cat food. It's so funny. We have raccoons, too. Yeah. It's really pretty, though. I mean, don't take my word for it. If you all are ever in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, please consider booking a room with my brother in his motel, Bride and Suites, because it's really family-friendly here and beautiful. And the prices aren't bad either. Not at all.
Yeah.
So, but I'm just glad to be here with you guys because it's been 2 weeks.
I know. Seems longer. It really does.
I know. Victoria wants to know if there's any Amish people that live here. I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, Victoria, you live in Missouri. I think there's more Amish people in Missouri than there is in Arkansas, but don't take my word for it.
Mm.
Oh, and Peter, some people do leave their rooms messy when they leave, but I really haven't had any problems in the last 2 weeks. Believe it or not, some of the rooms have been pretty clean. I know how some people can be, but I haven't had that problem yet. I haven't seen a room all trashed up or anything. It's not like Errol Smith is spending the night here and really trash the rooms or and stuff like that. Rock and roll stars.
Oh, but, no.
So anyways, let's play another song. This is another group that I really, really love that I'm into from the 70s. This is the Marshall Tucker Band with Can't You See?
Ticket now.
what that woman law she been doing to me. Can't you see?
Right, that was Marshall Tucker Band with Can't You See. And I have Miss Ann, and thank you for joining me, Miss Ann, so I'm not alone.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry I was a bit late. I just had to jump out the shower and get ready and all
well,
that.
You weren't expecting me to have a show. This was just one of those, you know, spur-of-the-moment type things to test it to see if I can actually pull it off. And it's so far, so good, except I know that there is a little bit of static when I play the songs, I've heard. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Yes, yeah, pretty good. I can hear you fine. That's great.
Only because you've called in the studio.
Mm. Yes.
They're asking me if it's hot here. Yeah, it was 93 degrees, but you guys wouldn't know what in the UK what that is. But let me just tell you something straight up. It's hot.
Hot. Well, we're in the 70s right now, and well, for quite a few days, and it is well warm with this. So I dread to think what the 90s must be like, Shauna.
It's hot. And yes, muggy and humid, and it needs to hurry up and rain around here because we haven't had any in a week and a half. Yeah, it is, but it's beautiful, as you guys can see the pictures of what I look at through my balcony. It's green and beautiful, and there's a hammock right down below. Like, if I want to go lay in the hammock, I can go lay in the hammock. But I haven't done that yet. Maybe it should be the last thing that I do, but I haven't been able to lay in that hammock. But I'm thinking about making margaritas one day and just laying on the hammock and just getting wasted. I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Because you got to put the lime in the coconut and shake it all up, the lime in the coconut, and call me in the morning. Oh, anyways, I just want to be able to play these songs for you. Let's see what I've got in the studio now. Oh, yes. This is one of my favorites. This is Charlie Daniels, and this is The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, good luck.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind, and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Oh, The devil finished. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't fight, no child knows. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child knows.
All right, that was the late Charlie Daniels doing The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Oh, Miss Ann, you're back.
I'm back. That was a good
one, Shauna. Oh, what? Thank you. It works. It wakes you up a little bit.
It does. It's the right spot.
Yep, it sure does, especially on a Wednesday night, folks. It's getting down to nighttime here. I'm sure it's way past 1, 2 o'clock a.m. for you guys in the U.K. It's kind of late for you guys anyway. I don't even know what Australia time is, so don't even ask me. I just know it's a lot later than you guys have to deal with. It's probably the next day in Australia. Yeah. Oh, Peter had to tell me where Shane actually lives. Oh, okay. I know. Not all parts of Australia are the same. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Never been down under before, but maybe one day. I would love to make friends with the koalas. That's my thing.
They're cute.
They are cute. They are. I love them. I mean, and kangaroos are pretty cool too, but they're not as sweet. Most likely they might kick you and punch you.
Yes. What's that?
I think koala bears are always the most cuddly looking out of all the animals up there in Australia, but I'm not going to judge. I've never been there, but I have seen kangaroos here in the zoos and stuff, and they don't look too friendly. I mean, they look like they can punch and kick you to death. I don't think koala bears do anything, but we'll see. One day I might go to Australia to figure it out. But Well, Peter says it is now Thursday, 10:44 a.m. Wow. I knew it was the next day.
Yeah.
So Australia would be like 8 hours away from you during the time zone thing, Anne.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Blows your mind, all the time differences.
Yep, time differences always confuse me as well. Anyways, time for another song. This is one of my favorites. This is Lynyrd Skynyrd doing Gimme Three Steps.
Yeah.
All right, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that. Mr. Greg wants to know if I'll ever visit London because there's lots of castles. Well, if you know how much I love medieval times and castles and fantasy and dragons and all that stuff, then you know that's like one of the dreams that I have one day. I'd love to go to London. My husband is related to people there, and maybe one day we might visit his English relatives. It would be nice. Then I can see, then I can see you guys, right, Anne? I can say hello, hello. Let's have a spot of tea. We'll have some tea and biscuits.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? One day, maybe when I'm rich and famous, I could travel the world and visit all the people that listen to the show. That would be so nice, but I can't at this moment. Unless somebody wants to send me a plane ticket.
Yes.
Well, anyways, I've always wanted to visit London. I've wanted to for a long time because one of my favorite times back in the day, my favorite history would be the story about Henry VIII. So I would definitely, definitely love to travel the countryside and see all the places, you know, that has anything to do with Henry VIII. It really is. And you're asking me, you're probably wondering why Henry VIII. And I'm saying to myself, well, it's not every day a Catholic king becomes Protestant, turns his whole country upside down, and beheads three of his wives. Not every day that happens, right? Not every day. But that is a part of history that I've always been interested in when it comes to England is, you know, the 13th, 14th century. That's about my favorite. So I was going to say, enough about me, y'all. Let's listen to another good song. Let's listen to some Elvis because... Hey, that's our bread and butter around here, folks. Got to play him. This is one of my favorites of his. This has never been to Spain.
Good one.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Say the ladies are insane, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I've never been to England, but I kind of the Beatles. So I headed for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. I got to feel it must be near it. Oh, it feels so good, Lord, it feels so good. Well, I'm not afraid to
That was Never Been to Spain. I hope that woke y'all up a little bit. A little bit.
Yes.
Maybe it's got your kitty going meow, 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 because he loves Elvis. So thank you. Meow, meow.
She does.
Thank you, Minnie Mo. Meow, 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 meow. All right. Yeah, I know. I know. You miss me. I know. I know. I miss you too. Meow, meow. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, it's okay, Minnie Mo. All right. So, okay, since we're doing real good on this Elvis kick and your cat is so happy, let's do another one of Elvis. Let's do a little less conversation and see if he likes this one too. That song also woke y'all up and gave you the little jiggle that y'all need to get your night going. Yo, Mr. Greg wants to know if my mama is a big Elvis fan. Are you kidding me? She started brainwashing me from birth. Are you kidding me? My lullabies was the album Moody Blue. Trust me, she loves Elvis more than anything, and she put that on me as a small baby. And that's where I am today. It's just You could call it brainwashed if you want. But she embedded all that stuff on me when I was very, very, very small, and I just used it throughout my life, you know. I mean, the reason why I do the truth about Elvis is because of the history of him. I became obsessed about 5 years old, and then I went from there, okay? So that's just where I came from, is my mom has always loved Elvis, and so did my dad, and so did all my brothers. I mean, my eldest brother won a costume contest going as Elvis Presley in high school, so my whole family loves Elvis Presley, and that's why I am here today. If my family wouldn't love Elvis, I don't think I would be here today, Anne. My whole family love him. But Elvis is the type of man that gains love and respect from a lot of people around the world just because of his music and his gift and how he could just reach out and touch somebody with a song, any song. It didn't matter. Just the talent that he has in his life is what made a lot of people love him in the world, because I have never seen another artist in my time, even before, that has been bigger and better than Elvis Presley.
Definitely not, Shauna. There never will be.
No.
That's what I believe. You know, he's the best of the best, and that's it. You're not going to get no one to take his place or anything.
And my mom and dad were very... they were different parents than some parents were. If it was Elvis Presley, I could turn it up as loud as I wanted. If I was listening to my Elvis records in my room, I could turn it up as high as it could go, and my mom and dad would never say a word to me about turning it down or anything like that. As long as it was Elvis, I could do what I want. Yeah. So they were always good at supporting my love and infatuation with Elvis Presley, especially all my history ways when I was younger, trying to find out his real truth, you know, and find out, you know, if he was alive or dead, any of the stuff that I was, you know, investigating when I was younger. They always encouraged me to do whatever I felt was right, and do whatever I loved, and I loved Elvis, so they always supported me when it came down to anything that I wanted to do with Elvis Presley. They always have. And even today, every once in a while, you'll hear my mom call into the network. It's not very often, but she'll do it. And my brother, too.
Yes.
So I know she hasn't done it in a while. I'm going to have to start making her do it while I'm down here so you guys can hear her.
It'd be nice to hear her again. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. She's just so tired and busy all the time, guys, but we'll see if it'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a very good song I want to play, because I grew up liking this guy too, because my mother also had his records and she liked him as well. So I thought I'd play one of my favorite songs. The favorite song of his, but it's one of them. This is Rod Stewart, and the song is called Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Care how much they cry. to please. But since I met you, baby,
that was Rod Stewart. I fooled around and fell in love. I hope y'all enjoyed that.
Yeah,
that
was lovely.
But goody.
I've never heard that one, actually. I quite
really?
Like Rod's music. Yeah, I've never heard that one.
Well, you did now.
Have now, yes.
All right, so for y'all's listening pleasure, I want to play for you the very first appearance, the very first stage show appearance of Elvis Presley. I know. The very first.
Okay.
So this is actually the first stage show appearance, January 28th, 1956. This is Elvis performing Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Elvis Presley.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. Cause the heart I
thing happens from the very moment people lay eyes on them. And it isn't just the music. It's the clothes, the sideburns, and duck tail. And he doesn't just look different. He looks dangerous.
All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That's like a blast from the past.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Well, I've got a few more minutes left, so we're going to play a couple more Elvis songs, and then I'm going to go for the evening. I can't stay up too late. I do have business to take care of tomorrow, but at least we got a show in. At least yeah. We did get a show in to test out the waters. Yeah. Now I know that we can do this. I don't know if we'll be able to do any Truth About Elvis shows because, you know, I'm a perfectionist and I love those shows to be just perfect and just right. So if I'm having any static or problems, I'm not going to do a Truth About Elvis show Not unless you guys can hear it completely, 100%. But there's nothing wrong with doing music shows every once in a while I'm here to show you guys I still love you and I'm alive. But anyways, guys, let's see what I have in store for you guys now. This is Elvis's You'll Think of Me from 1969, and it is one of the best. I hope you all enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry now, girl, but I must leave you. There's something deep inside my soul keeps calling me. The winter wind, girl, will not deceive you. And in your cold and empty bed, you'll think of me. Oh yes, you'll think of me. You've seen me coming, you'll see me going. Don't ask me why, I'm just a kind, needs to be free. Just like that outlaw wind keeps on the blowing. Yeah, and I wanted. I know you followed me across that anguish sea. But baby, I've got a heart that's haunted. Yet in your cold and empty bed, you think of me. Ooh, yeah, you think of me. That I'll be crying out on a lonely road where not a soul can see. I'll shed my tears for a love that's dying. Yet in your cold and empty bed, you think of me. Ooh, yeah, you think of me. The summer sun, girl, will bring a stranger, and he'll be better to you than I used to be. And when he takes you into his arms, girl, will in your warm and loving bed, you won't think of me no more.
Show if I didn't do one important request, and this is for my brother, because my brother is in love with Cher, guys. He loves Cher so much. She's his favorite. So I can't conclude tonight's show without playing a song by Cher for my brother Brian. I hope he appreciates this. This is Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves from Cher. So enjoy it, brother.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. The money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Lay their money down. Never had schooling, but he taught me well with his smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, you know I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, bone in the wagon of a traveling show, but mama had to dance. All the money they throw, Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good.
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we're hearing from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Right, you hear that applause? I'm telling you straight up, Cher has a huge fan base. A lot of people like Cher. All right, folks, this is the last song of the night because I do have to scurry on, but I'm glad I could do what I could do for y'all, and I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing this for y'all this evening, y'all for bearing with me for being gone for 2 weeks. Okay. So this is the last song of the night. So, Miss Ann, I wanted to tell you good night, and I love you, and I will talk to you again. I promise. Soon.
Okay. Thank you. And I love
you're
you
welcome.
Soon.
And I love all y'all out there that are listening. And if you ever are in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, please come to Broaden Suites and check in because you might actually enjoy it here. All right, then the last song I'm going to play is another artist that I really love from the 80s. This is Billy Joel, and the song is Uptown Girl. Mwah. Love y'all, TCB, and I'll catch you on the other side.
Thank you.
You're welcome.